Right, listen up. We're all trying to figure out where we can actually save a few quid, but I've got something that's genuinely decent for you. It's about your broadband. We rely on it for everything. For the kids, for streaming, and for just chilling out. But the last thing we want is the bill jumping up on you a few months down the line. That's why you need to hear about Virgin Media. They're doing something massive. They're freezing their broadband prices for 2 whole years on their 24-month broadband contracts. That's right, 2 years. So if you want to switch to the super fast, reliable broadband now, you lock that price in for the duration of the 24-month contract. And it starts from just €35 a month with no activation fee. That's a serious bit of value right there. And here's the thing I love. The reliability is guaranteed. We're talking full fiber broadband, speeds up to 5 gig and 99.9% reliability. But the real game changer is the lifetime Wi-Fi guarantee. It means your Wi-Fi works in every room, on every device, no dead zones, no black spots. And if it doesn't work wall to wall, they'll give you back €150. That's a guarantee. So go off the fence, switch a guaranteed speed, guaranteed reliability and guaranteed prices for 2 years. Virgin Media, it's playtime.
Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Are you in the middle of turning your house into a home? Get down to Right Style Furniture, an Irish family-run spot that are actually sound and won't sell you a sofa that looks like it's Elvis Skip. The house package sales are unreal. Sofas, beds, dining sets, the full works from just €3,649. Plus, they're in Font Hill, Belgard and now Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Font Hill and Omni. Handy if you're working all day. I got my corner sofa off them and I need the fire brigade to get me up off the thing. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use the promo code GET10 for 10% off.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your weapons now. Tell your body your
head.
Walking
hard
and long. When you
finish
that.
The hypnotic.
Come down.
Are we live now?
You're live, yeah.
The first one of 2026. Hello and welcome back to Talking Bollocks. I don't know why I'm being mad formal and all. Why am I trying to be the presenter here when I have a presenter sitting beside me? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm not presenting this, am I?
No, you don't present this, but you're presenting your day-to-day job. Like, this is
allegedly. I very much am the one who like sits back and everyone else does it. And then I chime in, usually at the wrong time and
you're
speak
one of
over
these.
Someone.
Just throw my name on that and submit it.
Oh,
and then
100%.
Yeah, I'll take the credit
so
on the project.
So jammy. Like, can I, in this job, yes. But in life, no. I do put work in. But like in there, I'm like, what am I doing here? Please.
So suppose I'm back in 2026 and I'm joined by Fiona.
Hey.
From Emma, Dave and Fiona in the moment.
Yes, yes. Hello. How are you
happy
doing?
With me introducing you as that? I get introduced as Calvin from Talking Bollocks.
Oh my God, yeah. No, well, that is what I do. That's
a bit
that's
more
where
than
I'm
that.
From. Not really.
Not anymore?
Not really. Yeah, no, I do that and I do a bit of stand-up as well. But like, it's grand. Don't worry.
So, will I tell her about when you first suggested her to come in as a co-host, Siobhan?
Yeah, sure.
And you were like, oh yeah, Fiona's getting married and she's pregnant. And I was like, some people would do anything not to come on the podcast, wouldn't they?
It's so true. No, but you did email when I was getting married like the next day, I think. And I was like, I was just quickly nip off and get married. But after that, I was
so imagine being
the
like at the afters of your own wedding, being like, I have to go and do a podcast.
No, literally, I was like, I have to go. I did actually, the day after day two, because I wasn't drinking because I was pregnant, I went and did this festival in Kilkenny. It's called Kilkenomics, which is like, it's economists from all over the world.
Right.
And
sounds great.
It's actually good.
Sounds good, buzz, yeah.
A comedian chairs the panel of the economists, and the comedian like doesn't know what the fuck is going on, is like just there to ask kind of stupid questions and break the tension. And it's really good. Like, I've done it for years, but it was the day after my day two and I was like, I feel like if I say no once, I'll never be asked again. So I went down and did that after the wedding and I was like, so the podcast would have been better, honestly, because that was like 4 panels.
I said ask her.
Yeah.
You said no. And do you know what makes it even better? She's not even the first pregnant guest we've had.
Who's the first?
Do you know who the first one was?
Is it someone like Shauna Bannon?
Jesus Christ, no.
Is someone like that? Who is it?
Someone like that. In terms of what?
It was before.
Yeah,
before,
so someone who has a womb. So you're good, you're on the money there.
No, I don't remember.
It was Erica Rowe.
That was very progressive.
She hadn't told anybody. that she was pregnant. I was like, announce on the podcast.
Oh my God, so it's a secret.
Announce on the podcast. And
everyone wants you to announce your pregnancy on their podcast. Everyone wants everyone wants the scoop.
Everybody wants like,
announce the podcast or announce the pregnancy on the radio show. No, but I did do that.
So we had Erica Rowe, and then Dairin Gerhi was also pregnant.
And did you not know? Or
no,
did
we
you
knew, yeah.
You knew. Yeah. Everyone, it's a baby boom.
Yeah, the hat trick.
It's a, no, but it's a there's a it's a
as if there's nothing on Netflix like.
No, seriously, everyone is pregnant or has just had a baby.
You got something to tell us, Siobhan?
Siobhan.
I'm not. No.
Come on.
I'll tell you, I'm not pregnant. How about that?
That's so brave to say,
isn't it?
In today's climate.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What else was I about to say? Do you know what I have? Other than a baby.
Yes. But I haven't said it on the show
right,
because
yeah.
I no. But
there's
I mean,
no pressure to
I'll
say
like,
I know.
I'll like tell you in a second. But like I don't know Rita. Why I'm not.
So hang on, are we getting the scoop here?
No, I won't say it because like I. So on the show, I don't know, you're trying to like keep some sort of secrecy and you don't want people to like make assumptions about who your baby's going to be or like know your baby in the street or whatever, which I don't know why the gender will make that like be known
well,
anymore
because
it's
like-
literally going to be a blob. I don't know why I didn't say. I think I've been like, I don't know, I just don't want to say too much about it. And I'm so paranoid that like people hate hearing baby stuff on the radio. I'm like, I think it's turnover radio for a lot of people. I don't know what you guys think. It's like as if you're the first person to ever be pregnant. But I do know what I'm having. And maybe I will just say it on the show soon because I know Emma and Dave are like, what? Like, you're sad.
When you
just
do.
Just say. Do Emma and Dave know?
They know. Yeah. I'm due in 2 months today, 6th of March. Well, I don't know when this is going out. But yeah, 2 months today.
That's in about 20 minutes.
No, I know. I have nothing got. Like, I went to Boots on
like
Sunday.
Legit?
No,
yeah.
Yeah,
your husband.
6th of March.
Can't
yeah.
leave the county.
He does want to go to, he asked, can he do a little trip to fucking...
No, was the answer.
Do you why? He was actually born at 31 weeks. So he was born now.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think...
You don't think the children takes after that father that way?
I was 2 weeks overdue. So I don't know, like, which...
Does it average out?
Maybe. But, okay, so he can't leave. Okay, so I'll tell him that.
Not now. Mm. Like, if this was before Christmas, walk away, pal.
Yeah.
Not
you
now.
You have kids, don't you?
I have one of a 10-year-old.
And
so.
Did the 10-year-old come on time?
No, day over.
Day over. Oh,
born,
that's not too bad.
Born on our ma's birthday.
No way.
Yeah,
that's so meant to be then. Well,
I
like, she waited.
What if
the
human shared my birthday with it? My...
But it's actually waited the day. Like
my partner's niece has the same birthday as me and I'm still not over.
I know, that's tough.
There's 20 years in the difference
anyone.
And I'm like... Everyone's like, oh, it's Bella's birthday. I was like, and it's my birthday as well.
What's she fucking done?
Me as
Does
well.
Does she have a podcast? No.
I don't care if she's two. I'm 32.
Yeah.
Where's my hat?
No, that's tough. I'm sorry.
You know
no
what I mean?
One's getting you a hat. When's your birthday?
13th of November.
Okay, so you're
go on.
Sagittarius.
No, I'm not.
You're a Scorpio.
I am.
Okay, I'm a Scorpio Libra cusp. So that explains why you're bitter about your two-year-old niece.
I don't
what
get see. Do you know people who are into that? Mm. I'd be like, you should be able, if you speak to someone for 20 minutes, you should be able to tell what they are if you're that fucking into
I'm
it.
I'm not that into it, but like, yeah. It's a bit of crack, like, you know.
If that tells you you're going to have a bad day, you're going to have a bad day. What's it like, whoop?
You know oh, I mean? No, I don't
I didn't
have
a good
that.
Sleep because we started, so you didn't tell me.
Well, I wouldn't be like that into it, but I think it's like a good conversation starter. Like if you're, you know, if you've just met someone or if you're on a date or whatever, like I think,
a
I don't know,
icebreaker.
It's just a bit of something, yeah. But I wouldn't be like, oh, my life is the stars or anything.
See, if I was on a date. Mm. Yeah, I'd just be like, do you have Spotify? That's me.
That's class.
You know
that's unreal.
That's me. Yeah, that's me.
Oh my God, legend. And then what?
And then I'd just...
What if they're like, no, I don't have Spotify, it's spying
like,
on
grand,
me.
So you're in the podcast? Nah, I'm only joking. Did we do Christmas talk? Because I feel like, well, I'm over it. Like, but people might be into it. But then again, I'm thinking like, are people over it as well?
I think people have been like kind of lingering on it this year more so.
Mm.
I feel like people are like... doing their like Christmas dumps on Instagram later.
I seen someone doing like a 2025 dump on like Sunday.
Yeah, I
like,
think people are in no rush. Did you do one?
No.
No, me neither.
And you know what? I only went through my phone the other day. Like, I have pictures from Japan. I was in Japan December 2024 and I never posted a picture. I was like, why did you take those pictures?
I know, but you still can post them. Like, anything's in your control. Like, I
I like her. I think she's you're very
it's
reassuring.
Control
well, I just think, like, do you know when people are like, oh, I didn't do my dump in time? And it's like, who gives a shit? Like, post that you were in Japan. It's fine.
Well, I'll just do it now. Japan
dump. Yes, do it
December
right now and we'll help you
in the
with
middle
the
of all this,
Was it fun?
Oh, it was unreal.
Yeah.
It was unreal. Have you ever been to Japan?
No, but I'm actually getting served loads of content of like traveling to Japan with a 3-month-old. Japan
Fuck
is so baby friendly. Do you know some people do like a big trip in their maternity leave? Like, because when else are you going to be off that long? But I don't, I'm not like booking the flights or anything.
Yeah, that. Imagine the stress levels.
Apparently it's really baby friendly. But I don't know.
I don't think I've seen any babies. Siobhan was in Japan.
Yeah.
Were you?
We were playing a game. There were so many dogs and buggies that we were playing a game. Is that a dog? Or is that a baby? And it was almost always a dog.
Was it?
No babies.
Really? This is like my whole algorithm at the moment. Like, babies in Japan, there's a changing room for you. So I'm not ruling it out, but like I'll probably also, maybe I'll just go to Lanzarote. Like,
I don't know anyone that's been to Japan that didn't like it. It's unreal.
Yeah. How long did you go? 3 weeks?
How long did I go for, Siobhan?
I don't know off the top of my head how long you went on your holidays for.
She's not your fucking receptionist.
No, but like she had to deal with the podcast while I wasn't there.
Oh yeah,
there.
3 weeks probably.
Yeah.
3 weeks. Everyone goes for 3 weeks, don't they? And do Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka. See, I know. See, that's
I also did Hiroshima as well, which was great.
And is that close to anywhere?
That.
And,
no, it's a good bit further south.
And how's the vibe there these days? Like, are they...
Are they over it?
Well, yeah, honestly, yeah.
Have they moved on?
Like, what are they saying? Because we fucking haven't moved on from anything. So just like, wondering.
The locals seemed all right. Like,
really?
No, there was a very depressing museum. Like,
yeah.
But was still very interesting. But I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was cool.
Hey, I was going to go, but... Fun.
It's crazy that it's... Because there's all pictures like in the museum of like what it was like when it was flattened and it's totally rebuilt. There's like very obvious landmarks that you can be like, that's what that was.
Yeah.
And how have they rebuilt that? It's crazy like to see.
How long did it take to rebuild?
Oh, like within 10 years it was rebuilt.
Wow. Oh
yeah,
my God.
They just
God.
Were like, no, we're keeping this.
And why did they bomb Hiroshima? Like, what was Hiroshima?
Because they didn't want to bomb Tokyo.
Why? Because it was
they,
like
they didn't want to actually. It was a show of power, not like a tactical thing to do.
Okay.
It was just to say, look at this big fuck off bomb that we
have.
Yeah, not like
boy or
it'd be more tactical to get rid of Tokyo, but they were like, we don't really want.
There
to
was
get
an
rid of
army
Tokyo.
Base there as well, okay. So there was like
yeah,
some,
but like a very,
they had a reason,
yes,
that
a
they
very
could,
small
yeah.
reason, as in like it just qualified, as in like
yeah.
Siobhan, when I was like, guess who was pregnant on the podcast, and she just thought of any female.
Yeah, like you'd never guess. Oh, guess who got bombed, Hiroshima? Like
yeah.
you'd never be like, got to be them.
No,
you know.
But
did you guys watch Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like you have to be into this stuff too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's why my missus suggested Hiroshima.
Mm.
And I was like, you're not going to like it. I'm
yeah.
going to know what's going on and what this is and what the significance
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Whereas you're going to be playing catch up on and be like, no way, this was this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I feel like I'm already on season 2 and you're only starting.
I know. But does she have any interest in it? Like, no.
She loved Japan. She loved the Bowen Deers and all. Where was that?
Nara Park, is it?
Yeah, what?
Is it called Nara Park?
See, this is my problem.
I
don't book the holidies.
Right, okay.
Like, she'd be like,
you
do
don't
you
do
this?
The spreadsheets.
No. When I say spreadsheet, she actually has got a spreadsheet.
Mm.
We went to Thailand 6 years ago now, and the spreadsheet from that, she sent it to Terrence when Terrence went to Thailand last year.
That's so good. No, I love people like that. And you do have to have a spreadsheet for Japan, like
I'm,
for sure.
I'm
you
one
don't
of these,
miss
like, book that and we'll sort it out when
no,
we get there.
No, then you miss such good stuff. Like you could go to Japan and be like, didn't really find anywhere good for food. And it's like, what the fuck? You obviously didn't research it. Like, it's the best food in the world. But I would be like that as well. I'd be like, oh, we'll see what happens. But like, it's so annoying.
Or you show up at the airport and be like, do you have my passport?
Same. Oh my God, so bad.
Like when it's too late. Like,
yeah.
Have you got my passport? Like, what if she didn't?
No, that's literally
what
me.
Fuck, like?
That's me, 100%. I know it's like lower stakes, but I showed up here without my work fob. Like, I work here. I could have got myself into the building. I just honestly don't know how I'm alive to be.
Aiming
like,
the baby, right?
I can't because I've always been this stupid. But like, yeah. Yeah, baby brain. I have put myself on bed rest now for like the next 2 months.
100%. I thought you wouldn't even come in.
I am still doing work and gigs and then nothing else. But then, okay, so I was actually...
What else is that to do?
What else could you be doing?
Socialising.
Right.
Fraternising.
Gotten rid of all the fun
stuff.
I'm
going to baby yoga with my sister tonight. My sister's pregnant as well. So,
fuck off. When's
yeah,
she due?
She's 6 weeks behind me.
No way.
So it's fun. So we get to go to baby yoga together and do other fun stuff. But I had put myself on bed rest yesterday after the show. And I was talking about this on Spin earlier. I watched... I watched All Quiet on the Western Front. Like, I was like, why do I insist on punishing myself so much? Like, I could watch just Friends or like something happy. I watched the bleakest film of all time and I couldn't turn it off. And it like got to this point that was like so traumatizing and upset. It's a film about World War One. If anyone hasn't seen it, won loads of Oscars and stuff, but it comes at a price. And I got to this point that I was like, I need to like, I need to end it all. And there was still an hour left and I watched the whole thing.
If you want to be depressed, yeah, I have a good recommendation for you.
I think I'm good now, but go on.
Have you ever seen the film Iron Claw?
Yes. Oh my
most
God.
Most depressing story I've ever heard in my life.
I saw that in the cinema with my husband and I was like hysterically crying. This film about this wrestling family.
Do you know what I only found out? They actually took one brother out of it.
Yeah.
Because it'd be too depressing. Too sad. They said people won't believe it.
That's what, when the film ended and I was literally bawling my eyes out crying, Dwayne like whispered in my ear, he was like, do you want to know something even sadder? And I was like, no, I fucking don't. Like, I'm crying.
I'm crying.
He's like,
now.
There was another brother.
They
like,
took it out because
up.
It'd be too sad and less believable because you'd be like, that didn't all happen. That's too depressing.
That was horrific.
And
that
what makes
was
it worse,
so bad.
At the end of it, when he's watching his two sons play, because like their two brothers playing and he's crying and they're like, what's wrong, Dad? He's like, I just miss my brothers. And they were like, we'll be your brother's dad.
Oh,
I'm like,
stop.
Why are you doing this? That didn't need to be added in.
And then at the end, when they play the song that the brother played, when they all went to see him at the, like, don't watch it genuinely. It's so fucking sad. It's really good though. It's the movie. Do you remember like you'd see all those photos of Zac Efron when he was like really beefed up and he had the kind of bowl haircut? That's what he was doing and he was amazing in it. Like,
yeah, he was unreal.
So good.
And the man of the beard, isn't it?
Yeah, he was the brother as well. And then I don't know who played the other brother, but he was fab. He was the saddest because he didn't really want to wrestle.
It's a mad, do you see Walk the Line? It's very similar to that.
Yes.
Like, the dad's an absolute prick and when he loses one of his sons, he just takes out one of the other sons.
Men who need help.
Yeah, he's just like, you'll never be the son
category.
That I wanted you to be.
Oh, stop.
But the other fella who died definitely was the son that you'll never be. And you're like, me.
He was such a prick,
like,
the dad, wasn't he? I'm trying to remember. He was awful. And then I did start watching the other wrestling film with Mickey, with the guy from Big Brother, Mickey O'Rourke, is it? Mickey?
The wrestler.
Yeah, but I fell asleep. But that's sad as well, isn't it?
That's a very, I don't know, I've never seen it. You have a very eclectic, is it eclectic taste?
Yeah. Dwayne, my husband is obsessed with wrestling. Obsessed.
Who was our mate now, Siobhan? Tell us.
Mick Foley.
I saw that on the pod.
Mates, we are.
Dwayne went down to Cork to see him.
We went
down
to
Cork. Well, he's from Cork, did you?
Just letting you know.
Very good.
Mick Foley's
nice?
From Cork.
Well, yes. Yeah. Was he nice?
Sound. Do you know what made it worse? I hate when this happens because when he came in, they were like, Mick is going to need 20 minutes to himself.
Oh, really?
Can you all just
Did he
leave?
Come in here?
No, we had to go to the laughter lounge.
Oh.
Shout out to the laughter lounge, I sent her up. But we were like, oh, Jesus, he's going to be one of these.
Yeah.
And he was bang on.
Was
he fucking sound. And then when it was time to leave, he wanted us to chill out and just chat with him. It was weird because he was like, stay and chat. I was like, mate, we literally were chatting
that
for an hour and you told us we had to stop. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, he told you to stop?
No, but like, we got the signal.
It was a time to go.
Yeah.
And wrestling is fucking insane. Like, the industry over there. Like, I feel like they're all like, their bodies are so broken and they get paid like a fiver.
Yeah.
And I just think it's mad. I've learned about it a bit now through osmosis. And I've been to some of the wrestling shows in the National Stadium. Have you ever been to them?
No, but we had two other Irish wrestlers.
Oh,
Finn Balor and JD McDonagh.
Yeah, I just know them from him. Like, yeah.
And they left here to go to a show in the stadium.
It's
I was like, do you
so
want to lift? And
fun.
They were like, no, it's grand. I was like, fuck's sake, that would have been deadly.
It's so fun. I'd recommend those. They're like amazing. And then like after the match or whatever, you just, because you know, like the National Stadium, like the drinks are like warm cans of Heineken and you just see like the wrestlers in their little like thongs like queuing up for the warm cans of Heineken and I'm like, they're just like me and they come from Japan and everything. See, the circular back to Hiroshima. I don't know if any of them are from Hiroshima.
So does that cover Christmas talk? Think I'm way.
Yeah, wrestling, World War II.
Christmas.
A little bit.
That's Christmas in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
And happening over Christmas, Siobhan. Any news, anything to cover? No. Really?
The Beckhams.
What happened then?
I think that was the main like pop culture story. Like,
what?
You know, there's been like the feud with like Brooklyn Beckham and the parent Posh and Becks.
No, sorry, I'm not in this group chat.
No, that's okay. I actually don't know the full extent. I think it started when, Brooklyn Beckham's wife, Nicola Peltz.
He's married.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like he's about 18.
I know. He's actually just renewed his vows.
Like, no, he's carrying on.
I know. And this is apparently where the thing started. Nicola didn't wear like a Victoria Beckham dress to the wedding. Now, like, this is, you don't know what really happened, like what the real story is, but like there'd be loads of family events and Brooklyn wouldn't be there. I think like someone's 50th and like David Beckham's like knighthood.
Yeah.
And then obviously like the Sun or the Mirror are obviously checking their accounts every day to see who's following who and who's not. And they did an article being like Posh and Beck's unfollow Brooklyn. And then
that's petty now. Imagine unfollowing your own son.
No, then Romeo or Cruz, I forget which, did a story being like, as if like my parents would ever unfollow their son. They woke up blocked, like me. All the kids are blocked, including Harper. He's only 14. Like, what did she do? I feel like that was the main pop culture story over Christmas.
Have you heard this?
Yeah.
What else? I don't think there was much.
I went to Centre Parks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you?
Wouldn't recommend it to a friend, though.
You wouldn't?
Would not recommend it.
So expensive.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, the cost of Monday to Friday, just down there. Now, that's not including what we paid to get there. Should have went on holidays. Should have left the country.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
But it's like, is it worth it for the convenience of not getting on a flight or whatever? Like,
if they're driving an hour and a half to Longford.
Well, that's nothing.
That's,
you drive an hour to the airport. Like.
An hour and a half.
So you drive an hour to the airport, you have half an hour.
You give yourself an hour.
Like, you have a half an hour extra then before this starts becoming less efficient.
Yeah.
In that half an hour, where could you be?
But like,
mainland Europe.
I don't know. I was just listening to, do you know Catherine Ryan, comedian?
Yeah.
I was listening to her podcast yesterday and she was saying she'd went to Centre Parks and that like she could have gone to like the Caribbean or something with her family because she was obviously paying top dollar, stayed in some tree house or something in Centre Parks.
We didn't do that. We stayed in like the dog friendly one.
Oh, cool.
Now, come here. It's a nice little apartment.
Did you bring your
tree
dog?
Bed. Yeah.
Oh, so nice. And you can't bring
your dog. The mother-in-law brought her dog as well. So
that's so cute.
Yeah. There was about 14 of us like.
That's what she was saying. She was saying people go in a big group. And then she was saying, oh yeah, like it could be cheaper to go abroad, but some people are like doing it for the convenience, like so that you can just pack up your car. No? I mean, it's not on my agenda, but like...
Packing up the car with the whole family is not convenient.
Yeah.
When you think about it. You're mobilising an army there.
But isn't trying to pack for a plane worse? Like,
I don't think so, but it's 21st century Butlins. That's why
I look at it.
Very similar vibes. The swimming pool, like you get in the swimming pool and then you can swim outside. And I was like, oh, I got flashbacks to when I was about 5.
Did you ever go to Trebolgan?
No,
in Cork?
Never been to Trebolgan.
I think it's similar vibe, but less like Trebolgan. I wouldn't say was as bougie or like there was no like woodland experience or whatever. I think it was Butlins in the sense that there'd be like some live entertainment at night and stuff. And there was like a little shop with loads of...
There's not even live entertainment. We went to watch a match. We went to watch a match in the sports bar and the telly stopped working. All the tellys knocked off. I was like,
there's no even show at night for the kids or anything.
No. And the zip line was good. And then we done the zip line across the lake. That was class.
That's fun.
But like, other than that, I'm like...
And you went for a week?
Monday to Friday, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so very much not shout out to Centre Parks.
Very spenny. That's all I'm saying. I'd rather go away. Trying to think what else did we do over the Christmas. We had an impromptu 12 pubs then.
Oh, that's fun. I feel like that's back this year. I saw a lot of people doing 12 pubs and I feel like I haven't seen people doing that night.
People are like, why to now? You don't wear the Christmas jumpers because they know.
They won't let you in.
Everyone know you were on the 12 pubs.
Where did you go? What was your route?
We literally, I think we got the 7 pubs and they were all within 400 metres.
Okay. And
we didn't leave the area.
In town?
Like? In town, in Dublin 1. We did not leave the area.
Nice.
No, I mean, we started in this pub.
Yeah.
The next pub is adjoined to that pub. So literally next door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walk to the top of the road, 2 more pubs.
Mm.
The end of the road, 2 more pubs. Oh, yeah, 7 or 6 or whatever it was. But like, I was like, there's literally 400 metres in the difference here. And it was class. And you know what made it even better? One of the lads took a video of us all sitting at the table and then turned around and goes, I don't even know how to send this to. Like, everybody was there.
Everyone's here. Whole
everybody was
here.
There.
Oh,
it was fucking deadly.
That's so nice.
And then we finished in the Celt on Talbot Street.
Yes.
And I mean, every single fella in town, every single fella who was from town, was in the Celt that night.
Everyone loves the Celt. I've never
been.
Couldn't
recommend it enough.
People are obsessed with that place.
Couldn't recommend it enough. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But I looked around, I was like, every single fella is here now. Like, there's so many empty households in Ireland, in Dublin, because we're all here. It's fucking deadly. And you'll never get it again.
That's
See
so
you next
good.
December.
That well, was, you'll get it. Yeah, crack. Next December. Did you do like rules in every pub or anything like that? No.
No. We tried it. And then I was we're just happy to be you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? If I had to give you one prediction for the year, what are you calling, Siobhan?
Me?
For 2026, what's going to happen this year? Fiona, I feel like you have this already in the bag.
I actually don't, but I'll say some ones that I've heard. this is something that Dave on the show was actually saying, so I'll steal it from him, that they're going to start doing a thing like on social media apps that like you have a badge for like not AI verified. But I don't know who would back that, as in like Elon Musk isn't going to be like, yeah, let's do not AI, because he loves AI stuff. And yeah, that's what like Twitter is run on.
Oh, about 50% of the accounts on the internet are. But trying to think of a bold prediction to make for the year.
I'd say Taylor Swift will be pregnant. I'd say she might do a shotgun wedding like me, just because like, we're all running out of time.
Was it a shotgun
like,
wedding?
No, we
let's
were,
just say it was.
I know. Well, I have been saying that to everyone. We were already planning the wedding, but I was always like, I don't mind if I'm pregnant for the wedding, just because like we'd been trying for a long time and I'm not getting any younger. So I was like, it's grand if I am pregnant for the wedding. And then it worked out and it was fine. And like in hindsight, I'm glad I wasn't drinking, because it's such like really anxiety inducing day and I can't remember any of it as it is.
I was giving Dan Conway stick about his wedding because he was nervous. And I say this to all my mates, I was like, how can you be nervous at your wedding? All you have to do is show up and say, I do.
No.
You know the person you're marrying. You know them well enough to arrange a marriage with them. Everyone who's there, you've selected.
Yeah, but
what's to be nervous about?
What I was nervous about is everyone's travelled for you. Everyone's made arrangements for you. People might say, God, that wedding, I was fucking starving. Like, we were starving. We didn't eat till about 8 o'clock. Or like, oh, the speeches went on. Or, oh, the vibes weren't great. Like, that's the kind of thing I was worried about. Or like, there was no drink. Or like, whatever. Like, even though I did, like, there was drink. And I hope there was food enough. And then I got really paranoid like during the ceremony that like I was like, I don't want to look like a sap, like I don't want to look like, because our friend David like did the ceremony and he was like telling like really sweet stories about us, and then at first I was like, oh yeah, and then I was like, oh, I don't want to look like I'm trying to tell the audience
that you love
feel.
This fella in front of you.
Yeah, so then I kind of started like, everyone was like, you looked really pissed off, because I think I was just overthinking it, like
so you're like, yeah, he loves me, right? Whatever.
It's just
not big of a
deal, it's like a lot of attention and it's a lot of like,
yeah, but like,
I know you asked for it, but like,
do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, us two people have arranged to do this ceremony together, this official document signing essentially is what it is.
Yeah.
And we want to bring you and you and you and you and you there to witness it.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, I don't understand how people get nervous about that.
It's not
and
that
you can't say it's
white.
A lot of attention. That's exactly, like, what else are they going to be? If everyone was like looking around or on the phone, you'd be pissed off.
Well, I mean, are you good at like having a party? Like, did you have like a big 30th or anything like that?
No, I'm not fazed by that. Like, I've never been like, I want to do that, but like, you know what I mean?
But if you have like something, if you're having everyone over to yours or whatever, like,
I'm good at hosting.
Yeah.
I think I would be a good host, yeah.
But you haven't done it.
Not like a big holy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A 21st.
No.
See, like at my 21st, I like got so anxious and nervous. I was like kind of, this guy that I'd like kissed a few times was there and he like came up and said hi to me and I was beside my birthday cake and my birthday cake had like a picture of me when I was a baby on it. And he was like, hey, Fiona, how are you? And I got so nervous that I like scratched the eyes out of me when I was a baby on the birthday cake. Like, I'm just not good in a situation
impression.
Like that's like focused on me, which I know sounds stupid when you do stand up, but like that's not really, people aren't there for you, like they're there for the service you provide, whereas like if it's your party or your wedding, they are actually there for you and it's just a bit of pressure.
So I'm giving her all this now. If I ever do get married, watch, you see me rattling outside.
Are you engaged?
No.
But you...
Taking it slow.
But yeah, there's no rush,
no.
Of course. But you want, you will get married or...
I'll see.
Maybe, you'll see.
When he says taking it slow, I just want on the record, like how long are you going out with Amy?
11 years.
11 years. We were together 10 years this year, but we're married now.
But they're married.
Yeah.
But like some people go quicker than others. Siobhan. Like that's still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this time last year, like.
Yeah, we got engaged 2 years ago.
Oh, fuck.
But no, I know like we take a while in Ireland. Like you wait till you've worn your partner down and they can't go.
Here's one
else.
For you, Siobhan, right? Let's say me and Amy finished, right?
Mm.
Next week. So mid-January, finish. And mid-March, I have a new partner. And I get engaged in June, and I say, do you know what, we're going to get married in 2027. Would you not be like, that's fucking weird?
I'd be like, you were obviously never really happy.
Yeah, I'd be confused about the previous relationship and getting together with this new woman so quickly.
People do, but that, like I hear
if you had
I
been
hear
single
that.
And just met someone and then got engaged, like whatever.
I don't know, I think it's very weird when people are like engaged and married within 2 years of meeting somebody. I was like, how yeah. do you know? You don't know that person. I know you don't know that person.
I know, but say if people get together when they're a bit older and they both know what they want and they're like, I, like, you know, when people are going on their first dates and they're like, I want to have kids and get married, like, no worries if you don't. Like, if people are dating and they're like late 30s or whatever, let's say, and they're like, clock's ticking, I want to do this. Like, whereas if you're like going on dates in your early 20s, you're kind of just fannying around. You don't have to commit to anything like that or have that conversation till way later. But I know you don't know someone, maybe as well as we're as lucky to know our beautiful partners. But like, you know, when you're older, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
If you want to do that, you don't want to waste any time with someone. And I think there's nothing wrong with having those.
But what I always say is like, we have a mortgage. So like,
that's the more serious thing.
What's the rush? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, we had our mortgage as well before. Yeah. And I do think that's the most important thing.
Like, the wedding's just a hoolie at the end of the day.
But it does feel like nice to be married.
Does it though?
Yeah. It is like, but it's not like, oh my God, we needed to do that.
So from getting the mortgage, the one thing I found is it would have been easier if we were married.
Yeah. Marginally though, like, no, I wasn't like huge.
You can still get it across the line without it, but I don't like the fact that it benefits you to be married. And I'm like, are you so fucking...
Yeah, but then just go to the register and just do it. Like,
threaten that I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I wanted to do that.
And like, not tell anyone, just be like, well, I'm married, fuck all yours.
That's what I really wanted to do. And actually, just before Dwayne proposed, we were in Vegas because we went to see his choice, U2 at the Sphere. And I was like, will we just get married? Like, and he was like, no, let's not. And I was like, okay, if we're not doing it here, we're never going to do it. But he obviously had the whole plan to propose, like when we got home from there.
And where did he propose?
At home. It was so cute. It was, he went to so much hassle with this that was so not necessary because I don't really notice anything that's going on. So he pretended that he was going to Birmingham to see a gig with his friend. And like, he left in the morning. He was like, oh, I'm going to the airport. And I was like, okay, see you later. And I had a gig in Wicklow that night and I came home. And the house was in complete darkness. And I was like, oh my God, did I not leave a light on for the dog? And I arrive home and the dog answers the door in a tux. And I was like, what the fuck?
How does the dog answer the door?
What kind of dog is this?
As in, she's very advanced, very clever. No, like, I open the door and the dog runs and she is wearing a tux. And I was like, okay.
How big is your dog? What type of dog is it?
She's a lurcher. Do you know, like a greyhound kind of thing?
So you were looking up at the dog.
And I was like, oh God. I genuinely didn't put
it
together.
That's a tuxie war on the wedding.
It is. Yeah, he had to slim down a bit, but he managed. I was like, did my dad come and put the dog in the tux? And then I looked at the door into the living room and there was like two pictures, like selfies of us. And I was like, okay, it's something to do with like our anniversary, because that was, I think, the next day. And then I walked into the living room and there was like loads of like all selfies of us from like all the year, because we'd been together 8 years, like all hanging up like everywhere. And Dwayne was there and he had like a little bottle of champagne and stuff, and he like got on one knee and said something. He was really nervous and he was also hammered because it was like the week before Christmas and he was going. So he'd pretend he'd gone to the airport, but he'd actually just gone into town to print off all these pictures. And then he went to like a pub to assemble all the pictures, but it's like the week before Christmas, like the pub's busy, like they're like, get the fuck out. So he like obviously kept drinking, like he came home and was like locked to propose. And like the detail he'd went to was like texting me all day being like, oh, I'm on the plane, or like, here I am. And like, he'd taken pictures the year before when he'd went on that trip and he was on the plane then. He took a picture like in 2022 to use on the day of the engagement in 2022. Does that make sense?
Planning. I get what you mean. So he took a picture on a random flight being like, oh, I'm going to propose to her and I'm going to need that because he had this plan.
Yeah, like he didn't get his hair cut so that his hair looked the same as these pictures. He wore a hoodie that was like not even dry, like out of the wash, because so that it could be the same hoodie as the pictures. Not. But it was perfect. I always said like I would like it to be in private. Like I'd be a bit scarlet. Like,
not in Eddie Rockets or something.
Not in Eddie Rockets. Unless it's Eddie Rockets O'Connell Street, then yes, of course. Like, romance.
Yeah, there's no one else in there.
So it was really, really cute.
That's a lot of pressure now, Siobhan.
No, but like everyone does it different.
Do you know how my dad proposed to me, man?
Hi.
Come home, walk one night and goes, do you want to get married?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. He goes, right. And that was it.
Well, that's fine too. It's whatever you're having yourself. My mom had to say it to my dad. She was like, should we do this? And he was like, okay.
And
they're
was
no
that
longer
in
together.
Was that in the leap year?
He is a leap year, actually. He's a leap year twin. But no, I think she was just like, are
when's
we
the next leap year?
This
is not leap year, isn't that? 28 is the next one.
I don't know, actually. But he is one anyway.
Whenever the Olympics is, isn't it? The Olympics is always on the leap year. I'm nearly sure.
But no, I don't think it was a leap year. I think she was just like, what is
she's just stressed.
This fucking lad.
Yeah. Just a little more. So she has said this on the podcast now about how her husband proposed to her. Mm. And I'm supposed to just be like, right, grant.
No, you do whatever is for you and
that's
your partner.
Your
it's a lot of pressure. Not a lot of pressure.
It's not. What do you think? Like, do you think you do like a big public thing or like in private?
Do it on the pod, have her in.
Do it on the pod.
I swear to good God, she'd probably say no. Like 50-50, I'd say it's about 90-10. She'd say no if
you'd
do it on the podcast.
Be in private.
Well, but yeah, I'd imagine so. I don't know. Like, who knows?
It's a private moment.
But what if you're in like Central Park or something, man?
Yeah,
set
that's
up,
fine.
Like, who's saying no to that? And that couldn't be
but
any more public than that.
Do you feel pressured to say yeah in public, or you that's don't get thing. To be? Yeah. I said fuck off, and then I said, can we still do the extension first? But we actually still haven't done the extension.
And what am I getting done next month? Extension.
See? You can propose in the extension.
In the extension.
In the extension.
It's a possibility, and as well, I'm not allowed to propose on like the big days throughout the year. So like Valentine's Day, our birthday, New Year's, Christmas.
Is that her rule?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
So I'm just like, right. Well, if you're that picky about it, I won't propose then. I know I've 361 other days, but I don't care.
And is she like, come on, or are you both happy?
I'd say
just do it. It's like not a big deal. Well, like, obviously, you need to get a ring.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, but you're committed. Like, you live together.
Exactly. So why do I need to...
Because it's just nice. It's just nice. And
I think,
actually,
but getting engaged is more pressure then, because when you're engaged, it's like, right, when you're getting married, because you need to plan that wedding now. You can't be sitting around engaged for 10 years.
We planned it in about 6 months.
Exactly.
Because you were
married within 2 years.
Yeah, but for ages we didn't know what we were doing, and I changed my mind all the time. I was like, oh, I want to go foreign. I want to do a tiny thing. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then eventually I was like, let's just do it in like 6 months' time in Dublin, and we'll do it in November. Everyone will be free, like bands, venues. No one really gets married in November. And it was actually like pretty... Not that it was last minute. It was last minute in the scale of organising a wedding, and I'm really happy we did it that way. And it was like... Grant. Obviously, I was stressed on the day, as I've disclosed to you both. But in the lead up, I was like, it's fine. Like, it's grand. I actually did loads of it on the show. I'd be like, does anyone know a band? Does anyone know a makeup artist?
Yeah, right.
It worked out a lot.
It's networking.
So it doesn't have to be, I mean, depending on what you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Like,
look, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to get done before. Considering all that, you know what I mean? Because I do, like, I've been to a lot of weddings, and I do think about, like, putting myself in that situation. Like, even organising the guest list, and you're like, oh, jeez.
See, that's why people get nervous and anxious as well. Like, you know.
I wouldn't be nervous about it, because I'm like, everyone who's here, I want to be here.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side of that, I'm like, right, but you're going to have to deal with the people that are not here.
You're worried about pissing people off.
Kind of. I don't care. Like, if I don't want you at the wedding, or if I had an issue, I'm going to address it. Like, look, no. I don't want you there. Simple as that. If you didn't get an invite, you didn't get an invite. Yeah. Don't bring her up. Like, take the hint. You know what I mean? But then I'd be thinking like, oh, my ma will be on to me. Be like, why didn't you invite them?
I know.
And Amy's family would be on to me. Why didn't you invite them? Or why did you invite them? Or, you know what I mean?
Would your mom like a few friends there?
I don't know. I went to a wedding 2 or 3 years ago, and I won't say when it was because it could be narrowed down.
Because you're about to complain about it.
She came over and she complained, and she was like, oh, like that table over there, her ma had picked all them to go. And I'm like, that's a whole table full of people that you weren't going to have at your wedding that your ma picked.
I know people who like...
My ma be lucky to come to my wedding.
Yeah, no, I know people. Because back in the day, like it was because the parents paid for everything.
Yeah.
So like they picked the entire guest list. So it was nothing like for... And now obviously like people pay for their own weddings. So it's like, no, I'm not inviting all your mates and your fucking neighbours. But like I've heard of parents being like, I'll just pay for the extra seat, and they start paying for all these extra people, and then there's like a load of old people at your wedding. Like, no offence, like renew your vows if you want like to have all these people there. But it is hard to choose. But do you think you'd have a big wedding? Do you have a big family? Do you have brothers and sisters?
There's 5 of us.
Okay, and have some of them been married already?
No.
Okay.
No, and there's three and the in-laws, five of us, and only one of the in-laws is married, so.
Okay.
I think we're all right. I think we're all right for
Are
now.
You the oldest?
The oldest boy of an older sister.
Okay. Okay. So, very good.
Do you know what else gets brought up every now and again? Based off previous guests on the podcast, who do you think you'd be able to get to sing at the wedding? I was like, oh, that'd be great, but like the odds on getting one of them to sing at the wedding, because we went to see Pitch at This, didn't we, over Christmas?
Very good, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Like, really?
I have a video I'll show you. So we went to see them on the second night they played, and then they done the midnight gig in Vicar Street after it. Unreal. It was class. So we went to see them, and then went to see them again like an hour later.
Oh,
pretty
you're
much.
A stan.
But yeah, basically, but Ryan Hennessy's been on the podcast.
So you think you got them?
I don't know, but I don't want to say, oh, I think I could get him, and then like he doesn't do it, and you're like, oh, you know what I mean?
I think,
but like,
Darren tried to get him for their wedding.
Yeah, but Darren didn't know him the way we know.
Oh, intimately.
I know him as Henno. Darren knows him as Ryan Hennessy from Pitch at This.
If you know him as Henno, he's, you know what I mean? He's going to play your wedding. We were meant to have, so my boyfriend's family, or my husband, are they're from Donegal. And do you know that song, The Hills of Donegal? If I could, I'd build a wall around the Donegal.
Is that that song, Las Vegas and the Hills of Donegal?
Yeah. So his uncle, like his auntie's partner, like he was in that band. They're called Goatstone Shave. And he played like the tin whistle in it or something, I think.
It's the most culty thing I've ever heard
in
my life.
No, I know. And so at Dwayne's parents' wedding, like whatever, like nearly 40 years ago, that band played. And the singer from the band, who's called Pat Gallagher, he still does weddings now. So we were like, let's get him, like, it'll be gas. But he actually pulled out.
No way.
Yeah.
And so did you tell him who he is what?
No. I know, it was Dwayne's job. He'd never be like, here, you played my parents' wedding. Like, and I know you, I'm from Donegal. He doesn't do stuff like that.
You'd have to.
To my annoyance. But anyway, he pulled out. And so then we actually got a band on the show. I was like, we need a band. And loads of people recommended this band called After Dark. And they were amazing. They were so great. They were a wedding band, like, and they were deadly. But yeah, we were meant to have Goatstone Shave, Hills of Donegal. And we've been to a wedding where they have played before, and they play the song about four times. And I'd still be like, go again.
Go again.
It's so good.
A friend of mine got married. Now, a good friend of mine. Mm. And he's a massive Aslan fan. Like, oh, massive. Yeah. Like, the very first time I seen Aslan was with him. Like, he dragged me to it. And he said it was on his bucket list to see Aslan and Vicar Street. That's how much he loved him. And he was getting married. And it was the second time we had Chrissy Dignam on the podcast. I'd asked him, would he do the wedding?
Stop.
And he rang. Chrissy FaceTimed him live on the podcast, and you could see it in his face, it dropped and all, he was starstruck. And I was on to him about playing at his wedding. He was like, yeah, I'll do it, like, this is how it works, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I already have a band booked, so like, you'd have to tell the band but like, you'd have to tell the band, like, you need to take
a
break.
Tell a band, like, Christy Dignam's gonna play.
It's fucking Christy Dignam playing at your wedding,
and he's your idol.
And
like, you're obsessed
with him. Still to this day, I never let him live it down. I was like, remember that time you bottled having Christy Dignam?
He said no.
Me May said no to it. I was like,
just get him to come and do a couple of songs or whatever.
I was like, you could come in and sing one song.
Yeah.
And in 20 years' time, when your kids are grown up and you're talking about the wedding, and Chrissy Dignam is this Irish legend, you're like, he sang at our wedding. Like, me and your man's wedding, he sang at that.
Oh my God.
He sang at my granddad's funeral.
Did he?
Yeah.
What a legend.
Like, I'm like, why wouldn't you have that? You know what I mean?
That's insane.
But
oh my God, I can't believe you were able to see that up. Yeah.
Oh, Chrissy was sound. He was fucking bang on.
I'd say he would be.
He FaceTimed him. I was like, he's a big fan. He wants you to sing at his wedding. He FaceTimed him. He's like, you're getting married. And he was like, oh yeah. You know what I mean?
Stop.
He was, you want to see him, he was starstruck, Siobhan. It was funny seeing a fully grown man starstruck though. But so Amy was saying, imagine getting Ryan Hennessy or like Maverick Sabre about to sing at the wedding. And I was like, you're setting the bar very high here. Like, you know what I mean? When it's me getting up and singing my own first dance song, like, that's going to be the bar that we're going to be dealing with here. But
oh, you're going to sing it yourself?
Probably.
With a Britney mic while you're doing the dance.
The way things are, you know what I mean? But it's a high bar when it comes to previous guests that we've had. Danny from The Script. Mm-hmm. He could do it, yeah.
Daniel O'Donnell.
No, we haven't had him.
He should. Well, he's taking a break now.
Who's he when he's at home? Is that your man from... Your man
Daniel O'Donnell?
Is that Wagon Wheel?
No, that's Nathan Carter.
Yeah, is Daniel O'Donnell in the similar ilk?
Wee Daniel, like
all the cultures,
yeah,
all the Elmo cultures.
Yeah.
Wow. Get out of here.
Yeah, I would.
You need to realize my wedding would be like half Dublin, half
Your
Wexford
session. Okay,
you know what I mean. So
right.
I'm like,
who's a Wexford legend of music?
Maverick Sabre.
Maverick Sabre.
Okay.
Wexford, yeah.
I don't know.
So, but not just that. I mean, like, the music is going to be really like. That's another thing as well. It's the clashing of the two families, You know what I mean? Like, obviously our parents have met and all that, but I mean, like, you'd have like all my mates.
I think that's great. I was at a wedding.
West Side Story.
He was Indian but raised in London, and she's like from Kerry. So they went from like, what's that one? Like, some say the devil is dead, the devil is dead.
Yeah.
And then they went into like Central Cee. And then they went into some Bollywood song. It was the best DJ I ever heard. It was class.
That's a bit more of a cultural divide that was than a real Dublin and Wexford. Yeah. Like, I think yous will be fine. Like,
they know Maniac in Wexford. Like, do you want a listener question that's relationship based while you're in your advice giving?
Oh, sorry, it's not for me to say. But I am in this seat now.
So, Ashling, who says she can give her name because he doesn't listen to the podcast, which is a red flag in itself.
It is, isn't it?
That's
it is.
What she
Snake.
Says.
Snake logo.
So she says, Happy New Year. So here's the crack, or minus crack, as the case may be. My boyfriend's Christmas presents have given me the absolute ick. We're in January and I still can't shake it off. He got me novelty sunglasses, the Anthony Hopkins biography, and, wait for it, a heated drying rack. I initially thought he was being funny, but he was genuinely fuming when I didn't react with pure joy. Things have been tense since, but honestly, after 4 years together, am I right to be pissed off?
Yeah.
Four years.
Hang on for a second. Why the fuck did she get the Anthony Hopkins book?
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter, like, maybe that's so sinister.
Can you look up the name of the book, Siobhan? If it's not something Hannibal Lecter related.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah, it's the name of his book.
That is so...
Hello, Clarice. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins, my sorry.
How I Ate a Man with a Side of Lima Beans.
Called We Did Okay Kid.
No. There's things that he had in his house and he forgot to get her Christmas presents or something.
No, don't forget to get someone Christmas presents.
But who would pick that? The glasses, the heating rack.
Yeah. It sounds like he was on the Stags or something, doesn't it?
It does. It's like piss take presents that you bring.
The clothes rack, I wouldn't be mad about. No, you wouldn't be. I think that's useful.
They're actually not that good. I got one of them before and it only dries... the tiny bit of clothes
that's on the bar
and the rest of it is like,
sounds like
shit.
A fire hazard to me. Sounds like something that if you put something damp on it, it's going to heat up so much it's going to go on
fire. Apparently they're meant to be good if you put a cover over, but I know that this is going to be of no comfort to her. Like, I know she's not looking for like advice on how to like use the heat
to make the heat
better.
I'd love to know what she got him. But what she should be getting them is a P45. I think that's relationship ending stuff.
Yeah. Unless you're able to have a conversation about it with him and be like, these presents upset me and they make me feel like you don't care about me. And like, why did you not want to put any effort in? If he won't take that like feedback, then I would be saying...
I wish he listened because I'd love to hear his response. I got you the sunglasses because of this. Yeah. And I seen you watching that one film with Anthony Hopkins in it and you liked it, so I got you his book.
And then I got
And you're always complaining about clothes taking ages to dry. Yeah. So I got you this.
I mean, if there was a bit of reasoning and he could explain why and it did seem like thought was put in, I'd be like, okay. But if he was just like, shut up, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, Christmas presents are a nightmare though when you're in a relationship as well. Because like, you want to be like sound and be like, I'm going to surprise them with this stuff because I know them so well that... Mm. I'm going to give them this present that they don't know what it is, and when they open it, they're going to 100% love it. It's very hard to do that.
It's so hard, especially when you've been together a really long time.
Like, and especially when you're like, you know what, I'm going to get them that for Christmas, and then you see them rocking into the gaff for it in November, and you're like, sounds.
I know, because everyone just gets themselves everything these days. It's
we're
like,
grown people with income.
Yeah, we're adults. We're on that Bauer money.
Yeah, what did I get, Amy? I just got far dark stuff. I got
that's
stuff
all
well.
She wanted.
But like,
that's gorgeous.
I don't feel like there's a woman in Ireland that would turn down anything for dark.
Yeah, everyone loves that shit. It
has to be the big... Siobhan.
I don't have any of it.
But you wouldn't say no to a fleece?
No, you wouldn't. Like, why would I say no to a fleece? Like, what?
right, watch this. If I got you a Monterex fleece, would you say no?
That's like what you wear.
Well, I don't, that's defamation.
The girls' leggings from Monterex are actually quite nice. I was getting served loads of ads from them for a while and they just were like nice plain sets.
There you go.
I was honestly going to get one.
I'd wear this.
Would you?
Yeah.
You'd be looking
your
bro flown around.
No, you wouldn't even tell that like the leggings and sports bra are Monterex. Like they don't look like what you associate like the little like t-shirt and shorts situation. They look different.
You don't look like you're going to Longitude, no?
You don't look like you're going to Funderland.
No. Who's going to Funderland in shorts and t-shirt?
Well, they're going in their Montrex, like that they got for Christmas.
Yeah, but not shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah, true. It's a little tracky.
Where are you from, Fiona?
Shankill. Do you know, out near Bray?
I know where Shankill is, eh?
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Here. Town.
Are you?
Town, yeah. Dublin one. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Sean McDermott Street.
Nice.
You don't know where that is, don't you?
No. But I'm happy for you. I'm from Shankill.
I hate when people do that. You're from town. Yeah, do you know town? Yeah. And your name's Sean McDermott Street. They're like,
Oh, Sean McDermott Street. Yeah, I know it. I used to work for AA Roadwatch. So I know.
Dave Hammond said that you were there recently.
For the Focus Ireland thing? Yeah. Yes, yeah, we were.
And then another thing I wanted to say to you is, you know your Gaily quiz?
Yes.
Every Thursday morning on Spin.
You've done it before, the guys
I've done
saying.
It before.
Yeah.
And you know the way you have to give the disclaimer now?
Yeah.
That's kind of my fault, so I feel a bit like a rat.
It's not your fault. Why? What happened?
Because I said it to Dave Hammond, and you never had a disclaimer before, and then I said it to Dave Hammond a couple of times, and then you're like, right, we're going to have to do this now.
But you know, they got a complaint. This was just before I started. One of the questions was like, how many spoons of blood do you lose in your period? Tablespoons. And I think someone texted in and complained and said, my kid's in the car.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, hey, it's not a big deal to talk to your kid about periods. So I don't think it's just about you.
It is a big deal when they're 6 years of age.
Well, hey, look, I don't know. Like, it's grand. But what's a period? Oh, you bleed out. You're fine.
My daughter starts school just before that starts. So like, much as it starts.
Yeah. The girly quiz.
So if she's in the car when that's on, she's late.
Okay.
So it's like a double jeopardy for me.
Yes.
Not only she
late
school, God only knows what she's going to hear in the girly quiz, and she just say it. Do you know, like Thursday morning, because we listen to these all the time during the school run, and every time we get in the car and it's mentioned, if you mention it at like 8 o'clock, coming up, blah blah blah, like, she's all like, oh jeez, we haven't heard that in ages. And
and you're
like,
she's been on time
because she's 10,
because your education is very important.
Yeah, but she's like,
so
we haven't
funny.
Heard the girly quiz in a while.
No, I think I think there's been a couple of complaints about like any kind of like periody type
there's
questions
period,
or whatever,
and it's like, how long after you do the deed can you take the morning after pill?
So some of them are a bit hairy. And what was one recently? Oh my God. Like, and this woman had her kids playing and like one of the little sons guessed. It was like, where are like the female like pleasure points or whatever? And like the little like 10-year-old boy, like little Caden or whatever, like guessed. I was like, this is so weird. Like, I can't even engage.
Where did he say? Did he say Brown Thomas?
Yeah, he said Brown Thomas. Was it that? It was like something to do with like the answer was like, and he knew it, and I was like, I don't know how to respond to this because you were 10, so it's inappropriate. But yeah, we do that warning every day.
Do you want another question? This one is also vaguely
a girly quiz question.
No.
Didn't we have a couple? Remember, there was a girl used to write in, complain about a fella, and then a fella used to write back in.
Girl who wrote in that her fella wasn't texting her back, but had taken the time to post two different photos, with you and one with Terrence.
And then he wrote
but he was blanking her.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But did he write in
think he replied and had a...
So like, we had people beefing with each other, having a domestic through the podcast.
Oh, that's fun.
There's another girl who actually wrote in with her relationship issue and wanted it read out because...
She knows
he listens. I'll read it to you if you want. Mm. So I was in a relationship for 5.5 years that just ended in October. Oh. We were together since we were 16, grew up together and everything. The reason we broke up was he was supposed to be moving to Australia and he didn't want to do long distance or wait an extra year for when I'd be going to Australia. The breakup was civil and mutual, but we were both very upset. Just found out now he's not going anymore and is shagging my best mate.
Oh,
hang on for a minute, Siobhan. Hang on. No, wait. Hang on for a minute.
Oh,
that is some plot twist.
It really was.
Is some fucking plot twist.
I like how deadpan you delivered it all. That was honestly impressive. Is shagging my best mate.
You completely catfished us there with that one. She played that down the bit.
Fucking hell.
I just don't do relationship dilemmas that much on this. I kind of skimmed over it.
Oh my God.
I got a text from her last night saying they got with each other and have been got a text from her last night saying they got with each other and have been shagging for over a month now. Shagging? Who says
shagging when you're 19? Like, who are you, fucking Austin Powers? Like, what?
So he said the whole, look, I'm going down under, but she thought he meant moving to Australia.
Very good.
It started a month after we broke up. This girl has been my best friend since we were 11 and was there for me if anytime me and my ex were fighting. When this girl broke up with her ex, me and my
she's
ex
there
would
for
bring
him every time you're fighting as well, am I right?
on dates to the cinema to get food or even just to go on nights out together. They have both said that they now like each other and are thinking it could turn into something. Please let me know what I should do.
The two of them are dead to you. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. How did she find out, I wonder? It's very
friend texted her.
The friend texted her and said,
yeah, that they had gotten with each other.
Well, I would first of all say, like, if you were long-term with the person you were with when you were 16, like,
She said they got together at 16.
They got together at 16.
They grew up together. They got together at 16 and you were together 5.5 years.
Yeah, and now she's 19 or whatever.
No, she's 21.
Oh, 21, sorry. I did pass maths. You don't want to be with the person you got with first when you were 16. Like, the person I was with when I was 16, it's like, I hope.
I have friends who got together at like 15, 16. They have two kids and they have together now.
Yeah, I actually know some people who are like with the first person they ever kissed. Yeah. Like, so when they were literally 12. But I just don't, I wouldn't like recommend it. Like, maybe it works for a few people, but like, get out, like, see what's out there. Like, you know, like who you grew up with. Like, even if I was with the person I was with when I was 21.
Criticizing the fact that they were together in the first place.
No, I would.
Not the fact that he's riding up SME.
I don't know, like, that's enough for me.
You're the problem.
No, just I think like you are about to, you're going to go on and have like 10 lives from then, and he's going to seem so irrelevant, and so is your friend. Like, you're just not going to care about that. Like, I mean, even if I was with who I was with when I was 21, is that guy I scratched the eyes out of my birthday cake because of. Like, I'm very glad to not be with that person anymore. And you just, like, don't fucking worry about it. I know it's very hard in the moment, but like, you will be fine.
Also, she said she was going to go to Australia in a year. So like, just go to Australia.
Oh my God. Like, think about all the fucking rides you're going to meet in Australia.
Anyone I know that goes to Australia just gets with somebody from Ireland.
Ireland. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, but there's ones that you haven't seen here. You could be getting with someone from Leitrim. Do you know what I mean? Well, so
true.
It's
my sister's with a fella from Hollywood
Wicklow?
No, the one up the north.
Oh, very good.
It's
okay.
Technically Hollywood, but it's
okay.
It's one L, but they call it Hollywood.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You know what I mean?
But it's sensitive.
Oh yeah, to them, but to me I'm like.
And are they back living here together?
No,
now?
They're citizens in Australia.
Oh, slay. Whereabouts? Yeah.
Gold Coast.
It's just the lifestyle out there. It's just amazing.
One, go to Australia, block him, and just pretend they don't exist anymore. And I'm not really in favour of this. I think it's petty. But you know when people break up and they delete all the pictures of him and her off their Instagram? I think that's childish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think whatever you have to do.
Yeah,
if they've really done you dirty like that.
Yeah,
like,
erase them too off your Instagram.
Yeah,
that's
archive
it.
Them. You can decide.
No, I'm on about full delete, not delete. Archive.
Okay.
Because archive is like, you know what, I might take that back out later on. Like when you make a sandwich and you don't put the knife in the dishwasher, you leave it on the sink and you're like, I'm going to make another one.
You're going to have a bit more of the roll. But like sometimes archive, like say now when she's 21 now. When she's 31, she'll look back and be like, oh my God, remember how upset I was over that guy? And then he's still in the archive. She can have a look. Do you know what I mean? Bit of crack.
But let it go.
Let it go. Yeah. Okay. But it's going to be so irrelevant to her in like a year's time. But that is so sad and it's awful. And when you're like friends with the girl you were friends with when you were 11 and stuff, like your world feels small, but like it's about to get so much bigger, baby. You're going to be so fine.
I'll give you another vaguely relationship-y one and then we can do the bonus.
This has been a very feminine orientated.
Very, very girly.
Hasn't
it? Think?
Yeah.
This is the first like man podcast I've been on. I've never
really?
Been on. Yeah.
Like, this is not how it usually goes.
But you know what, Siobhan? I feel like if Terrence was here, it still would have went the same way.
Yeah. Because I think you guys are just open to like whatever the chat is. But like I'm always like if ever I'm on a podcast, it's like let's talk about like Selling Sunset or like we need to talk about whatever. And I've never just been on a man's never asked me.
Fiona,
to be on a
you
podcast.
Literally came in here and you were like, I watched All Quiet on the Western Front and have you seen this about the Beckhams and all? So you're the one who's done that.
Yeah, there was a lot of variety.
Yeah, but
have
you're the
you
one
seen
who's
All Quiet on the Western Front?
Is it in German?
Yeah.
I've seen it on Netflix. I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I watched 1917 and I enjoyed
that.
That's
exactly what Dave recommended today. Yeah. And I was like, I'm good on World War One for now.
Good. Yeah. So it's all shot in one shot.
For now.
But like, I mean, I've you know, I already was in agreement with what the movie was trying to say, which was like,
War is bad.
So many young lads needlessly died. They thought it was going to be the session. They got out and it's not that. And it's fucking awful. And they all die for nothing. These bigwigs are in on a train going to a spa being like, let's keep the war going a bit longer. And I was like, I'm with you on that. You know, I don't think I need to watch this.
1917 is good.
Is there any like light at the end of the tunnel? Like,
yeah. It's all on one shot as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't cut. Like, it just, the camera is just following this fella.
You kind of need a break when he's in the fucking trench. Like, it's
he's
like
going
not.
To deliver a message because in World War One, you actually had people. You had people who stormed trenches. You had people who were like artillerymen and then you had messengers.
Yeah.
And, like, imagine being a messenger. Do I have a gun? We're all running in the same direction, but I don't have a gun. They're like, no, you have a letter.
I know.
All right, Sam, can I not just shout it?
Yeah,
John,
can I not just
your
WhatsApp
man says
you?
Go home for your dinner. Some German fella shouting back.
The trench men were the most looked down on, weren't they? Because it was like, oh, you just dig the trench, like you're not really at risk of anything. But it's like, they did a good job. Those trenches are serious. I'm like,
you're a bit of a history buff, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Like, not really. Well, it's just interesting. But I'm like, when did they, where, why did, when did they decide where the trenches would be?
You have a bit of an interest in World War One, and you have a bit of an interest in World War Two, but you're not really interested in history.
Did we talk about World War Two? Oh, for Hiroshima. Yeah. No, I do. I am interested in history. But like, yeah.
Oppenheimer as well, you mentioned. There's no way you're watching Oppenheimer.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Oh, you haven't watched
it. I was watching it in bits and I was like, as in...
Were you in bits?
No, like...
It wasn't sad.
I was fucking devastated. They just did Emily Blunt dirty. No, I watched it in like segments. Like, do you know, like when you go home and you're like, oh, I turn on an episode of Friends. I would like turn on a bit of Oppenheimer to watch. And I gave up. I was
like... If you don't watch it in the fourth sitting, you're never going to watch it. I've seen it in the pictures.
Yeah, I went to the cinema.
I know that's what they say is like the best place. Really, yeah.
I went to see in the pictures, and then when it cuts to him sitting on the chair on the nip, I was like, this is unnecessary.
I think that's how far I watched.
There's not, yeah, you yeah. stopped there.
And
like,
I was like, I've seen all I need to see, baby. But
you didn't even see them dropping the bomb.
No.
Like, you know what's coming.
Yeah, but the whole selling point to it was Chris Van Nolan doesn't do special effects, he does practical effects. So how are you going to emulate them dropping the very first ever atomic bomb? And it just looks like a normal explosion.
Maybe I'll go back and watch the rest. I don't know. Like,
it's not worth it.
Do you know if I'm arsed? I mean, we know the key points. And as well, like, what are they trying to say with the film? Like,
oh, he got done dirty. Like, the truth of what happens. Like, he drops the bomb. He's a hero until he's not a hero.
Yeah, but like, he shouldn't have done that. Like, why are we talking about this guy? It was awful. Like,
yeah. But he has a conflict with that. Like, what have I done? The genie's out of the bottle now. We're never going back, and it's all my fault.
Yeah, I was interested in like the communist element and stuff, and the way that they were like, "Are you a fucking?"
This
commie?
Could be the most sophisticated conversation I've ever had in this podcast.
Yeah, but right. I haven't watched.
Let me bring the tone back down. So, my friend and myself went to see Marty Supreme at the weekend.
Oh yeah,
I want to see that as well. About the bleeding.
I've seen it. It's actually really good.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, it's very.
Sorry,
good.
I feel like it's a bit of a hipster thing to go and see Marty Supreme. Only people I know who have seen that are hipsters.
I think it's the big film of the moment. Like,
Siobhan, you're the biggest hipster. Honestly, you are the biggest. You're sitting here in a woolly jumper.
True. That is true.
And a pair of, what are the runners you have on again?
Doc Martens on, actually.
You have Doc Martens on?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, say less.
I'm not a hipster, I just wear
say
Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Right, anyways, it was absolutely packed, like not one seat, going spare. And there was a couple next to us absolutely eating the face off each other. Like full on shifting in the middle seats of a row fairly near the front. I don't know if you've seen Marty Supreme yet, but it's not a romantic film. It's fairly fast paced. I was about to lean over and say something to them because it was so distracting and honestly inappropriate. I was keeping an eye on her hands like...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God, who does that in the cinema anymore? Like... You do that when you're like 14.
Right, well,
I love the way you were like, who does that anymore?
But my friend told me to leave it. And afterwards, when we were talking about it, she said it was sweet and fair play to them. Now, the real kicker here
I
is that they
if
were
someone said fair play to me when they saw me like kissing. Fair play.
They were well into their 50s.
I know. Yeah, oh. I mean, Siobhan, you need to go through these questions quicker. Because the plot thickens every time
they're
you
in their
take a pause.
50s. Okay.
I have two questions. Would you have said something? And at what age does shifting at the cinema become inappropriate? I think like 18.
No, 15.
Yeah,
if you're
18 is too old.
If you're 18 and still going to pictures to do that, grow up.
Yeah, literally.
Fully. If you're 18 and still going to pictures, I feel like there's a phase in your life where the pictures is great, then it's not. Now it's great again. And I'm in the great again phase. I love going to pictures. I actually can't wait to go and see Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
I have one question. Where did the hype for that film come from? Is it because it's Timothy Chalamet and everyone loves him?
I think so. And I think
he's done a lot of press.
He's done a lot of press. And I think it's this whole thing about how he's been learning to play table tennis for like 6 years.
I feel like
he's
I never heard of that film until about Christmas Eve.
No, me neither. But I think it is the press. And I don't know, like, was this a famous guy? Like, does anyone care about
No, I don't think so. I think it just, he's done a lot of press. It's very good. It's kind of like Uncut Gems, if you've seen that.
Didn't like it.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like Uncut Gems. I turned it off, but I liked this. But also, I was at the cinema, so I couldn't turn it off.
And you were wearing a lot of your 50-year-old fella. I think... Maybe, but like I think if they were in like their 20s or 30s, it would be weird. But I think if they're in their 50s, maybe one of them is like newly separated and just getting back into the dating scene. And
that's
maybe
weird,
both of them.
Don't try to justify this, Fiona.
Doesn't know how it works. And it's like, maybe we still shift the pictures. Like maybe the last time they went to the cinema was when they were 14. And that's what you did in there. That's what I did. Not anymore. But like, maybe they just don't know.
So what if
very
you...
Very busy. Yeah. Like, I'd be going to see something that's like on its last day. Like, you know, Wicked.
Or like, you have to book your seats anymore. So like, book a seat at the back. Not in the middle, near the front.
Here's a wild idea, right? World idea. Book.
Don't be shifting at
a hotel.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Maybe. Yeah. But that's commitment for the night. Maybe they just wanted a kiss.
Commitment for the night. With the price of the pictures these days and the length of films and the trailers, you may as well get a hotel.
So true. Yeah. But
I wouldn't wish this on you.
Yeah.
Because you're married and you're about to become a parent. Thank and you. I really wish the best for you.
Thank you so much.
But let's say in 20 years' time it doesn't work out. Are you going to go back to bleeding?
Brain the Odeon
and crazy. Start acting the bollocks?
No.
Mean, like, this is what we did at 14.
No, I wouldn't. But like, I don't know, everyone's different. I'm not a fan of a PDA myself now. But like, I
don't think there's anything worse than PDA. I just grow up.
What about holding hands?
Even at that, like, grow up.
Really? What about like a little kiss or whatever?
Yeah, but like,
but not like wearing the face.
Or even like, I'm going, or like, whatever. He's not walking to walk together.
Yeah, right?
I'm going left here, you're going right. Little kiss.
Cute.
See you later, I love you. Gone.
So would you do, to bring it up again, would you do first dance at your wedding? Like, because that's PDA, I think.
But that, it's your wedding.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But like, I mean, do you know, I feel like that's like an elongated
like, I'm not being smart, right?
Yeah.
That's like me saying, would you tell a joke at your stand-up?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I didn't do first dance at my wedding.
You have to.
I
do.
Well, I didn't. It's
what
over.
Did you do?
We just didn't do it. They just started playing. I was scared.
My friend's wedding, she was very visibly like...
And got married in a barn.
Yeah, the girl that got married in the barn.
Oh, yeah.
She was very visibly like,
dying.
I don't want to do this dance. Like, at a certain point, she was like, this is too long, like, and people aren't joining in. And I could see her whisper something, and then the groom got down and did the worm.
Oh, my God.
So
oh, my God.
This is my thing as well. I would have to be convinced not to do something like that.
It was great. Like everybody loved it. Yeah.
You know, the ones where they break down, they have a pre-rehearsed.
Yeah,
I'll have to be talked out of that. I'll have to be talked out of that.
Yeah.
A little dance routine.
Yeah.
No, that's fun. I love when people do a little dance routine.
I
want to
do what Darren Conway done as well. And he
what
walked,
did he do?
He had his own entrance.
Did he do like the Nage entrance?
No, he came into John Cena.
That's
and
so
his groomsman came in carrying the belt.
That's really fun.
And I was like, oh, fuck, am I sure I'd have thought of that when the wedding that we haven't got planned.
That's a bit of crack. At my wedding, I was like, they were like, can she get out of the doorway? You know, the way you're like not meant to be seen or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, with all the bridesmaids, because I hadn't planned anything. And I was like, go. And everyone could just like see me. And they were like, Fiona, hide. Like, we can all see like your dress and stuff. And then I just walked. It was really anticlimactic.
So you didn't get there?
No, because they were all like, hey, we just saw you 2 seconds ago telling your bridesmaid to go. But the people in the cinema, I think
I'd say something, and I'd say something like obnoxiously smart that everyone in the pictures could hear.
What would you say?
The AGO is going around. But I'd say it loud. The AGO
obnoxiously smart.
Maybe they still live at home. It's a housing crisis. Like, maybe they need to get out and like shift somewhere.
Or maybe they've like young kids or like or like teenage kids or something.
Why are you justifying this? Why are you playing devil's advocate? Am I playing devil's advocate?
I think fair play to them.
I'm just trying to
you think fair play to them two eating the face off each other while Martin Supreme is going on.
I mean, it's rotten. It wouldn't be me.
Timmy
like,
Chalamet trying to learn how to fucking hear the ping pong ball.
He spent 6 years learning that, and that's the respect that they show him. I mean, I think I would go to a film that was less like, you know, one that's on the way out and that not many
now
people
now you see
at.
Me now you don't. There you go.
Yeah.
What's that film?
Yeah, it's the Now You See Me. You know, Now You See Me,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, we wrap this one up, Siobhan. Fiona, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're going to stick around to do the bonus episode with us, which is just listener questions orientated.
Oh,
it's just going to be a load of questions like that.
Okay, very good. Amazing.
Right. And you need the plug every
Spin
morning.
103.8, fully charged, 7 to 10 a.m.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
On the slab. When is this out?
Thursday.
This Thursday. Oh, yeah. I'm playing, I'm doing opening for Joanne McNally tomorrow.
Fuck off.
At the Olympia. Yeah.
You kept
Friday.
That one quiet. I would have opened with that.
Really? I wanted to open with. what did I open with? Brooklyn Beckham scandal. Opening for Joanne on Friday 9th. It's sold out. So otherwise I can plug Cherry Comedy every Thursday at Whelan's for now, because I'll be having a baby soon, so I won't be doing that for much longer.
Before we go, we just wanted to give a shout out to Roy Style Furniture for supporting the podcast. Is your gaff overdue some TLC? Sort it all at once with Roy Style Furniture. They've got proper quality stuff. Sofas, beds, dining sets, and the house package is unreal. And you're supporting an Irish family-run business that actually knows what they're talking about. Plus, they're in Fonthill, Belgard, and now Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni, so there's no excuse. Get down and get the gaff sorted. Right price, right style, right now. visit www.roystyle.ie and use the promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.